Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. I am so grateful to be back. It has been a minute and I don't even know what to tell y'all, but as always, there's something always going on in my world, in my life, you know, dealing with all these different things that's just, you know, happen on a daily basis with work and just trying to find my way. Family, there's just a lot of things been going on, but nevertheless, I am here. You know, I always try to be led by the Holy Spirit when I come on here. You know, it's always my goal to have a message, to just talk about some things that I read about, you know, if something that the Lord shows me in my devotional and the word, you know. Usually I can relate it to whatever I'm going through that day or whatever I'm just dealing with or have been dealing with on a regular basis. But yeah, so let's talk about Thanksgiving. It's coming up, right, in a couple of days. And I know some of y'all are ready to chow down. I know I am. And I've been trying to work out, so it's going to be a little difficult for me to try to manage that, try to work out, and then try to eat healthy, quote unquote. And so it's gonna be a struggle, but the Lord will give me strength, right, y'all? So we got that coming up, and then Christmas around the corner, and then New Year's, and then a fresh start for everybody. You know what? It's gonna be a new year. Some of us want a fresh start, but we still holding on to that baggage, those old things, you know. And if you want something new, you want to be renewed in Christ, you know, you got to learn how to let things go. So I guess that brings me to my message. You know, something I really want to talk about today. I was reading my devotional and it was coming from 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12 through 17. And it's talking about, Paul is talking, and he basically is saying how unworthy he was, you know, to even be saved by Christ and to be used by him. He was saying how he was the worst of the worst. You know, he was a persecutor of Christians. I believe most people know that. He said he is an insolent man and a blasphemer. You know, he considered himself the worst of the worst. You know, murder Christians, murder God's people. You know, he did some bad things. But he was shown mercy. Grace, the grace of the Lord overflowed with the faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. He became, it says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But I receive mercy for this reason, that in me first, Jesus Christ might show all patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. Now to the eternal, immortal, invisible King, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever. Amen. Even though he was a horrible man at the beginning, a persecutor, you know, God still was patient with him, you know, was waiting on him to be obedient, was waiting on him to bow down. When you think about it, God was merciful and he was not too sinful to save. That was the whole topic of today's devotional. Too sinful to save? ? Do you believe that you are too sinful to save? There have been moments in my life, almost every day, when I do wrong. You know, we all have that weakness, that whether if it's lust, whether it's pornography, sexual immorality, alcoholism, you know, all these different things, any kind of addiction, there's something in us that we struggle with on a daily basis, you know, as Christians, as, you know, just as someone who's trying to walk with Jesus, there's something we struggle with on a daily basis, but that doesn't mean we are too far gone to be saved. That doesn't mean we are too far gone to be saved. There is nothing, if you are willing to accept Jesus Christ, if you are willing to read his word, if you are willing to do his will, God is going to make a way for you, and he's not going to hold your sins against you. He's not going to hold your sins against you. If he could save Paul, who he said was the worst of the worst, what makes you think that he won't save you? And I know we get in our minds, we think, and we consider ourselves the worst of the worst sometimes because we know we're doing wrong. We know we're doing things that God does not approve of. And sometimes we shun away from God because you be like, man, I done did so many things wrong. Like, why would he even speak to me? But it's in those times when he draws closer to you. I know I've experienced that in my life when I've messed up on a daily basis and I started beating myself up, you know. And then I feel myself getting farther away from him. But then he's like, no, don't draw back from me. Don't draw back from me. I need you to move closer to me at this time because you need me more because you are struggling right now. You are struggling so much right now. So you actually need me more. And so we should be doing the opposite. Instead of drawing away from him, we need to draw closer to him because he is the only one who can snatch us out of our sins, snatch us out of this darkness. And sometimes it's hard for us to believe and even have that mindset because we feel so ashamed of what we've done that we you know, we begin to draw back from him. We begin to turn the other way and think that's the better choice, that's the best choice, when that could be, that's far from the truth. The best choice you could ever make is to draw closer to God, period. No matter who you are, what you're doing, the smartest choice you could ever make is to draw closer to him. Repent, ask for forgiveness. You know, when I would pray, I would say, Lord, forgive me for my past, present, and future sins. You know, because I know I'm a mess up. I know I mess up today. You know, and then I know I've messed up in the past, especially before I got saved. You know, before I got saved, it was like this light. After I got saved, it was like this light came on. Was like, man, you know, if I was to die that day, you know, before I got saved, if I was to die before, I wouldn't have made it to heaven. And that's one thing I think about on a daily basis. Like, the Lord has woke me up so much since I got saved because I thought I was going to heaven before. I was raised in a church. You know, my background is in the church, but I go and go through the motions. My family go, we'll get up on Sunday mornings. They basically have to drag us out to bed and we have to get dressed. We all look formal and stuff like that, come in together as a family, sit in our same pew, you know, go through the motions, hear devotion, sing a song, do offering, listen to the preacher preach, and be the first ones out the door. And we used to do that over and over again. It was so routine. And then when the Spirit hit me and the Lord saved my soul, you know, my eyes became open. The scales basically fell from my eyes. And I realized, man, if I was to die today or, you know, before, I would have been going to hell. There was so much pride in my heart. There was so much lust in my heart. And you know, and I was okay with it. And I was like, you know I need to stop this, but I'm not going to stop it. You know, in my head, you know, I knew what I needed to do. But at the same time, in the back of my head, I'm like, I'm not going to stop. And I knew it. And I would do that. I would be that type of person. I was like, I say it out loud. But then in my mind, I'm saying, no, I ain't going to give this up. No, I'm not going to give this up. And God knew that. And he would bring it to my remembrance how I used to be, you know, rebellious in that way. When I knew God's will and I knew what it took to be obedient, but I chose not to be. Because I enjoyed my pleasure too much. I enjoyed what I was doing too much. But the Lord woke me up, like I said, shook me. And I just remember that. I just remember thinking, like, if I was to die before I got saved, you know, I would have been going to hell. And I thought I would have made it because I was raised in the church. And that's far from the truth, because you have a lot of people who go to church and they are not saved. They are not sold out. And like, you know, this walk with Jesus, it's not easy. To be honest, I feel like it gets harder because you are striving to be like Jesus, who is perfect. And because we live in this flesh, we struggle so much on a daily basis because of this flesh. We want to do right, you know, we're bound to do wrong. And it's because of this nature that we live in, the sinful nature that we live in. But with the Holy Spirit, he gives us strength and power to overcome. God always gives us a way out. Now, it's our choice whether or not we choose to do right. He always gives us a choice. Never let someone think that, okay, your choice is taken from you or you have no choice. You always have a choice. And you can either choose the right way or the wrong way. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. He guides you and teaches you. I tell y'all, there's just so many times I messed up. And, you know, I got to this point where, you know, I try to spend every day with the Lord. You know, even if it's at the end of the day or in the middle of the day, beginning of the day, rarely beginning of the day because I'm not a morning person. I'm just going to be real. But mainly, you know, at the end of the day, I try to give the Lord my time. And, you know, sometimes I'm too ashamed, but then I know the relationship I have with him. I know how I want our relationship to be. I want it to be where I can just sit in my bed and just talk to him and tell him what's going on and be 100% transparent with him. He already knows anyway, so might as well tell him. Might as well talk to him. Use your resource. Use your source. And I sit in my bed and I can just talk and feel him draw close to me. And that's what he says in his word. If you draw close to him, he will draw close to you. And you want to have that relationship with him where you can just sit and converse with him and talk about what's going on. And then we have to sit and listen to him. And this part, I'm working on y'all. Because me, I'm a bit scaredy cat sometimes. I talk and tell him what's wrong, but then I don't want to hear what he has to say because I'm like, oh, Lord, he's going to tell me to do something that I ain't comfortable with, you know, get me out of my comfort zone. But, you know, I'm working on that. And like I said, that's my flaw. That's my thing I'm working on, listening to him, because sometimes it's scary because I don't want to be so thrown out of my comfort zone that it's just like, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. You know, and it's fear. It's really fear. But I'm working on it, you know, pushing past that and doing what he says to do because, you know, he's the only person. You know, he's the only one that really matters. He's the only one that really matters. So, forget what everybody else has to say when it comes to haters and the ones that always have that negative stuff to say. Now, I believe in positive counseling, spiritual mentors and stuff because, you know, God puts people in your life for a reason. But, you know, if you worry about that this person is going to say something bad or judge you, some, you know, never mind them. Like I said, this is just something I'm working on too. So, if you feel that way, you are not alone. Alright, but this message today really spoke to me and I felt like, you know, this is something I need to talk about. You are not too sinful to save. The worst of the worst can be saved. Jesus died for everyone, period. Everyone, period. There's one thing I say. God is the beginning and the end. He knows the beginning and he knows the end and everything in between. Everything in between. He knew you before you knew you, before your parents knew you. Get that image, close your eyes and get that image in your head. Before, even in your mother's womb, God knew you. Before you was even thought about, conceived, he knew you. He knows the beginning and the end and in between. We are supernatural beings living in this natural world. He knows what you want to deal with. He knows what you want to face. And so a lot of these things that we deal with, we just going to have to walk it out. Walk through it and get to the finish line. Like I said, you know, that's one thing. When things get tough, I'm like, okay, Lord, you know me. You know my life. You know this outcome. Guide me in the right direction. Help me get through this point so I can move on. I don't want to stay stagnant. Help me get through this whatever season that I'm in. Help me move on. Move forward. Because you don't want to be going in circles around the same mountain over and over again. You want to move forward. You want to grow as a Christian. You don't want to stay on milk always. You want to get to that meat. You are not too sinful to save. There is nothing that you have done that's too hard for God to bring you out of. There is nothing that God won't forgive you of. Talk to him and he will listen. And he will talk back. If you quiet your spirit enough, if you quiet yourself enough, God will be in the midst. He's always in the midst. But he will seem very personal to you. Very close to you. Because you matter to him. You matter to him. So yeah. I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. I pray blessings and favor over y'all lives. You know, I pray for you. I just pray for prosperity and favor in y'all lives. And I just pray that the Lord, whatever you go through, that the Lord gives you strength to overcome. There's nothing too hard for God. You will not always be in a season that you are in. As long as you submit, humble yourself, do what the Lord asks you to do, you know, you won't be in the same season over and over again. And if you feel like you are too far gone or the Lord won't forgive you, erase that thought from your mind. Change your mindset. Renew your mind in the Lord. Think on his promises. Think on his word. Think on what he has said. Dwell on those things. Talk to him. Ask for forgiveness. Ask him to clear the connection between you two. You know, clear the connection between you two so y'all can have a clear line of communication. Communication is so important. It's important between you and your spouse or your significant other, your family, what have you. And it's the same. It's important to God too. You need to be able to talk to him with all this rubbish or whatever in the midst. Ask for forgiveness, clear that line of communication, and talk to him. I hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Have a good night. I love you all so much. And I just pray that the Lord speaks to you. And that you draw closer to him. Converse with him today. Because he loves you. And he wants to have a special relationship with you. Until next time.